This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is to chair a meeting of the government's emergency committee today. The meeting follows France's decision to close its borders to the UK to stem the spread of a new strain of the coronavirus circulating in London and the southeast of England. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The COBRA Civil Contingencies Committee is convening amid warnings of significant disruption around the ports in the English Channel. The transport of freight brought in by trucks is facing massive disruptions after France closed its border for 48 hours, which means trucks cannot get across the English Channel by boat. There have been reports of tailbacks going back miles into Kent, a county in southeastern England. Eurotunnel, the rail service that links Britain with mainland Europe, has also suspended services. Canada and Poland are among the latest countries to halt flights from the UK following the lead of many in Europe. Karen Chamas, London.
Moderna and its partners have started distributing their COVID-19 vaccine in the United States, the second approved for emergency use in the country. Shipments began leaving warehouses early Sunday for healthcare facilities around the country. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved Moderna for emergency use Friday. It did the same for vaccine produced by Pfizer-BioNTech earlier this month. The Vatican told Roman Catholics Monday that it was morally acceptable for them to use COVID-19 vaccines, even if their production employed cell lines drawn from tissues of aborted fetuses. A note from the Vatican's Doctrinal Congregation, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, said the use of such vaccines was permitted as long as there were no alternatives. Hong Kong's top court ruled unanimously Monday the government's decision to use a colonial-era emergency law to ban face masks at protests last